Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? It's your boy E-Dub. This is the Monday morning afterwards, and so I just wanted to give a brief update on some of the games that we kind of briefly touched on yesterday, had not gone final while we were recording. We record each Sunday at 7 p.m., and they weren't quite finished, so I wanted to update you guys on one of the games. Seahawks best the Cowboys 38-31. Game ball goes out to one Mr. Russell Wilson. Had a great game, 315 yards, 5 touchdown passes. This guy has started the season out on fire. Salute to Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, who are now 3-0. The Dallas Cowboys fall to 1-2. It is going to be interesting to see how the Cowboys rebound and how they, recover from this 1-2 start. They can easily be, if not for an Atlanta choke job, an 0-3 football club. But Seattle gets the win, pushes them to 3-0. Game ball to Russell Wilson. In the Sunday night game, the Packers beat the New Orleans Saints. And, of course, that does bring a smile to my face, being a Buccaneers fan. Aaron Rodgers with showing that he still has a lot in the tank. 283 yards, 3 touchdowns. Great game from him as the Green Bay Packers push their record to 3-0. The Saints fall to 1-2 despite a big game from Alvin Kamara. Huge game, 13 catches, 139 yards, 2 TDs. Just had a monster game, but it was not enough for the New Orleans Saints. So just wanted to update you guys that with that information. Appreciate you guys checking us out. Make sure you stop by each and every Sunday, 7 p.m., opening drive. Got a new guest host just about every week if I can get someone to jump on with me. If not, I just don't roll solo like I did today. So hope you guys enjoy the show. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. So we appreciate the love. This is the opening drive presented by the Game Time Radio Network.
Hi, Daddy.
Has ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as good. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Cut it out. Cut it out.
Get some light on the subject. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome into the show. You've tuned into the opening drive presented by the Game Time Radio Network. Week 3 is in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Come on in. Come on in. Let me go ahead and get comfortable. Let me raise my seat a little bit. I was a little low. All right. Lighting good. Everything's good. Happy, happy football Sunday to all of you out there. It is week 3. It's week 3, man, in the NFL. And A lot of things transpired today. So first and foremost, this is the opening drive. I'm your host, E-Dub. We are presented by the Game Time Radio Network, and I want you guys to be a part of the show. I'm riding solo today. I don't have a co-host, so it's all good. We are going to be here for the next 59 minutes, and we're going to give you the wrap-up in week three. But first, here's what I need you to do. I need you to go into the chat, however you're listening, via Periscope, via Facebook, via Twitter, however you're listening to the show. Give us your game balls or give us your goats, okay? So if you have somebody for your team that balled out today, go ahead and give them a game ball. Put it in the chat. Let's go ahead and give them their due. Likewise, if you have a goat, if you have someone that hasn't done well and somebody is just like, oh, gosh, man, we got to give them a goat. A goat is just the opposite of a game ball. Y'all know how we do this, man. Y'all know how we do this. So week three in the books, man, there's still some games that are in play that I'm keeping track of. Of course, got to keep track of my Buccaneers. They're handling business right now, 28-10. We'll talk about those games that are in progress a little bit later. But how did your team do? Let me know. How did your team do? Who balled out? Who didn't ball out for you today? And a lot going on. And you know, look, you guys already know what store we're going to start with. You already know what store we're going to start with. And for those of you who do not know, I am based in Atlanta, although I am from Florida. I still consider myself from Florida, and I root for all my Florida teams. I do live in the city of Atlanta, and that's where we are going to begin today. Oops, I did it again. Britney Spears put out a song a while ago that said, oops, I did it again. And that was the first thing that I saw while watching the conclusion of the Falcons game. They surprised even me, and I'm not even a Falcons fan. I got a lot of friends that are Falcons fans. Again, I do live in the city of Atlanta, but let me just give you one stat. Let me see if I got it here in my notes. It says this about your Atlanta Falcons. It says, over 20 seasons, no team has blown multiple 15-point fourth quarter leads. Let me read that again. Over 20 seasons, no team has blown multiple 15-point fourth quarter leads. And the Falcons did it in back-to-back weeks. I do mean to laugh at them like that. Look, man, the Falcons are our division rivals. I live in the city of Atlanta, so I get a lot of crap from Falcons fans. So excuse me if I take joy in the Falcons' misery. I only watched like I was kind of watching all the games. I'm that type of person on Sunday. I'm a red zone guy, right? So I'm watching all the games, watching the Falcons score, and I'm like, yo, they don't have Julio. They're balling. Okay, like, you know, they're up. But then I realize these are the Falcons, right? These are the Falcons. And those Falcons are going to do what the Falcons do. And they crapped away another 16-point fourth quarter lead to the Chicago Bears. A Chicago Bear team that was led by their backup quarterback, Nick Foles. All Nick Foles does is save the day. And to be honest, man, I'm going to give Nick Foles my first game ball of the day. So, again, you're listening to the opening drive presented by the Game Time Radio Network. Who are your game balls and who are your goats for today? My first game ball is going to go to Nick Foles, man. You come in cold, you know. Trubisky went out of the game. Nick Foles finishes the game with 188 yards, three touchdowns, one pick, brings the team back back to victory, man. Back to victory. So shout out to Nick Foles doing what Nick Foles does. And they get another victory over the Atlanta Falcons, man. And it brings me so much joy. It brings me so much joy. And I will say this. I don't see how Dan Quinn survives this. I don't see how he survives it. Last week, it was like, okay, yeah, okay. And I said on the show last week that I did with my guy Maceo. Shout out to Maceo Hurd from the Crush Network. Make sure you check all them out. I said last week that, okay, maybe Dan Quinn can survive this because Arthur Blank is not a guy that makes rash decisions and just haphazardly just gets guys up out of here, right? He's a millionaire several times over. He's a smart businessman, and that's not usually how things roll. This week, I don't see how Dan Quinn escapes this. Like, I would love to be a fly on the wall and to hear the discussions between Arthur Blank and the GM. And I mean, is the GM in play? Does the GM have to go? I don't know. But my first green ball of the week again, Nick Foles for the Chicago Bears, 188 yards, three touchdowns, one INT. If you got a game ball, put it in the chat. If you got a goat, put it in the chat. The same game, I got to give out a goat. Let me see. So who did I have for my goat? I wrote it down. The whole Falcons team. I said everybody on that sideline gets a goat from me. Even the ball boys, the equipment guys, the PR people, everybody that was on the sideline of that Atlanta game gets a goat from me. You all get one by association. Even if you didn't even come on to the field, you're getting a goat from me. So Bears improve the record, get the win. I think the jury is still kind of out on exactly how good this Bears team is. But, hey, man, your record is who you say your record is what it is. They get the dub. Falcons go to 0-3, which is good for, me because I'm a Bucs fan, NFC South. So we'll see if Dan Quinn recovers from this. I don't think he makes it out of this one, guys. I really don't think he makes it out of this one. So, oh, man. That one made me feel good. Let's go to New York. Let's go to New York, guys. The Bills take out the Rams 35-32. I did not see this one coming, to be honest with you. And I will be brutally honest with you. I still am kind of the record is still kind of out to me on Josh Allen. I mean, I like the kid. I think he's got a cannon of an arm. I'm just not sure about the type of quarterback that he is or will be. But, I mean, they're 3-0. Salute to the Bills, the 3-0 for the first time since 1991-92, the 91-92 season. I'm trying to think, what grade was I in 1991-92? Let's see, 1903, eighth grade. I was probably in the sixth grade. So shout out to the Bills, man. The 3-0. Shout out to all my Bills fans that I know. They're excited up there in Buffalo. The Bills, however, they did some squandering of their own. Thank God for the Falcons, because if they would have lost this game, they would have been the talk of all the sports talk, all the news channels on the Monday morning quarterback. The Bills squandered a 25-point lead. However, they managed to pull it out after Josh Allen hit the tight end with like 15 seconds left in the game. So, again, kudos to Josh Allen. And you know what, man? I'm going to do this. I'm not going to give any goats for this game. I'm going to give a game ball to Josh Allen, all right? I'm going to give a game ball to Josh Allen. Four TDs, 311 yards, then no turnovers. He played a good game, you know. That's what you need from your young quarterback. kudos to Josh Allen, man. They get it done, and they improve to 3-0 for the first time since 1991 and 92. So where are my Bills fans at? If you're a Bills fan and checking us out, hit me up in the chat. Let me know who your game ball is going to for the game. Or do you have a GOAT? Because they almost crapped away that lead. They almost crapped it away. But, yeah, man, salute to the Bills. And the Rams get the loss there. This next one is a trip. Shout out to the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns, ladies and gentlemen, are 2-1. Shout out to my guy, Billy Green, who is the only, and when I say literally, the only man that I know that pulls for the Cleveland Browns. My guy, Billy Green, shout out to him and Browns Nation. The Browns are 2-1 after beating the Washington football team 34-20 today. It was a convincing win. The quarterback for the Washington football team, Haskins, he just did not have a good day. Plain and simple. Washington has a very good defense, but you can't turn the ball over three times and win a football game. You just can't do it. You just cannot turn the ball over three times and win a football game. Haskins throws three INTs, three turnovers, and the Browns, you really got to play just mistake-free football, and you're going to win that game. Solid game for Baker Mayfield, two touchdowns, no interceptions. And listen to me when I say this. Listen to me when I say this, because I know a little something about sports. The Browns, the Cleveland Browns, might have the best running back duo in the NFL. They might know, and I don't think there's no might about it. I'm thinking, nah, I think they do. I think they might have the best running back tandem in the NFL with Chubb and Hunt. And that leads me to my next game ball. My next game ball, guys. I got to give it to Nick Chubb. I talked about him last week on the show last week. If you are into audio podcasts, go check out our audio podcast from last week. I talked about Nick Chubb and how he is just an absolute dog. He is a dog. 19 carries, 108 yards, two touchdowns. And then when he goes to the bench, you got Kareem Hunt coming in the game, who was a dog in of itself. All that Cleveland team has to do, let them dogs eat and hope that Baker Mayfield just doesn't turn the ball over. You know, a lot of times many people talk about being a game manager. Nothing wrong with being a game manager. Nothing at all wrong with being a game manager. And he managed the game today, man. No interceptions. Good game today from Baker Mayfield. But, yeah, game ball to Nick Chubb, 19 carries, 108 yards, two touchdowns. And, you know, salute to the Cleveland Browns and Cleveland Brown Nation. Yeah.
This segment is brought to us by AWellTogetherMan.com. Make sure you check out AWellTogetherMan.com. It is a website for men that deals with grooming, fashion, entrepreneurship, and fitness. They're good friends of the Hawks Beat. Shout out to our guy, Rufus Addison. They do a great job over there. Make sure you stop by today at AWellTogetherMan.com and be one of those men who are leaders, not followers, men who take care of themselves, and men that have some self-respect. Shout out once again to AWellTogetherMan.com.
So, if you have any game balls and any game, any goats, make sure you put that in the chat as I flip my notes over. And we are going to go to New England. I think this game was in New England. The New England Patriots took care of the Las Vegas Raiders. It still feels weird to me to call the Raiders the Las Vegas Raiders. They're always going to be the Oakland Raiders to me. Like, they're always going to be the Oakland Raiders to me. But never the case. Patriots take care of business today. And they, I tell you what, man, they ran the ball down their throats clearly. And, you know, clearly they just, they rushed for 250 yards today. And that is the type of dynamic that Cam Newton brings to a ball club. Okay. So Cam Newton only had 9 carries for 29 yards, but you always have to be ready for Cam's ability to run the ball. That's what he does. Shout out to, I think the guy's name was Rex Burkhead. I can barely read my handwriting. Rex Burkhead for the New England Patriots. One of those scat guys that Bill Belichick likes, running back, who was kind of like a receiving back, kind of like James White. But I think James White was out of the game. They ran the ball down the throat. They rushed for 250 yards. Game ball to Mr. Burkhead, though, man. 3 touchdowns. He carries the ball 49 yards, gets 2 touchdowns. Caught 7 balls, 49 yards, and a touchdown. So finished with a total of 3 touchdowns. And that's the type of guy – that's a good marriage right there, right? Because we know that Cam loves to throw to his running backs. Like last year with the amount of balls that Christian McCaffrey caught in Carolina, we know that Cam loves to hit those backs coming out the backfield. So in Belichick, he likes to have those backs that can catch the ball. So that's a perfect marriage right there. Patriots take care of the Raiders 36-20. I don't have Cam's stats up, but he had a pretty decent game. Not a lot of mistakes, but when you put 250 yards on the ground, not really much you have to do through the air. Shout out to my guy Tony, man. Tony checking in. Running needs to be the identity. Of course, he's referring back to the Cleveland Browns and their win that they had today. Salute to you know, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb for they was running that thing, y'all. They were running that thing, man. So yeah, man. So Patriots take care of business. 36-20 over the Las Vegas Raiders. And I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I like Derek Carr probably more than most. I was kind of hoping back when he was coming out, and be fully honest with y'all, I was kind of hoping that the Buccaneers would take a stab on Carr. Now, I forget who was our quarterback around that time. I forget who it was, but I really like the Carr kid, man. I still kind of like his moxie and, you know, his ability to get out the pocket and move. I'm a big fan of John Gruden, the play caller. Not a fan of John Gruden, the manager. As far as his play calling, X's and O's, to me, John is an excellent OC. Like, he is a Hall of Fame OC when it comes to just X's and O's, nothing else. But the problem when he got to Tampa was he wanted to make personnel decisions. We won the Super Bowl, and that was good. But, you know, a year after that, we got a whole bunch of old guys on the Raiders on the squad. It was a mess. It was a mess. But I think the Raiders will be fine, man. I think the Raiders will be fine. We'll see how they rebound from this loss. Going to Pittsburgh. I think this game was in Pittsburgh. And let me ask you guys this. Has it been weird for you guys watching these games with empty stadiums? Like, that's been weird to me. Now, some stadiums have started to let the players in. I know I was watching the Denver game, and there were fans in the stadiums. I actually got some friends that went to that Denver game. Dallas had a whole bunch of people in the stadium. You know Jerry Jones is going to have people up in his stadium. So it's been few and far between, but has that been kind of weird to y'all? Like, it's been a little weird to me watching empty stadiums, but, you know, it kind of is what it is. Like, I get it. I think now we're at a point where you can kind of start to let people in, you know, and just kind of, I don't know how they manage it I don't know how they manage it with how many people they let in, but I think you can start to let people trickle in, you know, let people trickle in, and it'll just be a good look, because it's not a good look on TV, man. Like, it's really not a good look on TV. I think Denver had like the cardboard fans in there. Looked really weird to me, man. Like, yo, let some of the fans in. You know what I'm saying? If they want to get in, let them get in. You know, at the end of the day, people are responsible for their own choices. You got to be safe. Put some rules in place. Put some safety measures in place. And let folks into some of these games. All right. Pittsburgh and Houston. Pittsburgh gets the win 28-21 over the Houston Texans. I don't know how much longer the coach for the Houston Texans is going to be there. I think Bill O'Brien, not a fan of his, bro. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Not a fan of his. And I think that, just not a fan of his. And I said this last week. You don't get rid of DeAndre Hopkins and expect for your football team and your quarterback to be better. No disrespect to Will Fuller. No disrespect to Cobb. No disrespect to that receiving core. You cannot take DeAndre Hopkins out of that lineup and expect to be a better football club. You just cannot do it, man. And Deshaun Watson is starting to realize that. He's starting to realize that. That was his safety blanket. And, you know, Hopkins' numbers were decent today, but you're going up against Big Ben. Big Ben is the model of nothing else. Big Ben is a model of consistency, slow and steady. Slow and steady. That's what Big Ben has been his whole career. 237 yards, 2 TDs, no interceptions. He is just a model of consistency. The Steelers, shout out to James Conner. James Conner, 18 carries, 109 yards and a TD. Anthony McFarlane Jr., the son of one Anthony Booger McFarlane, the former Tampa Bay, former Colt Super Bowl champion. Apparently he's in the league. He's a running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who knew? I had to do a little research. Apparently he's a rookie this year, drafted out of Maryland, fourth round pick, rushed for 42 yards today on 6 carries. Hey man, salute to Booger's son. You know, I wonder if he has a nickname. I should go and look that up and see if he has a nickname, like his pops. But yeah, man, salute to Anthony McFarlane, you know, running a ball today. But Houston, catches an L, goes to 0-3. Pittsburgh goes to 3-0. That's going to be a very competitive division this year. That division with Pittsburgh in it. They're now 3-0, and they are moving on to week 4. Undefeated, one of the undefeated teams that are in the league. We are giving ballers and – I was about to say ballers and busters. Okay, so let me explain the ballers and busters mishap. I used to run a show that was called Ballers and Busters. So instead of game balls and goats, we would give out ballers and busters. That's where that came from. But if you have any game balls, any goats, put them in the chat. Let me know what's up. And I'll put them on the screen and let the folks know who your game balls and who your goats are for today. Let's go to Tennessee. Tennessee takes care of the Vikings 31-20. This was... I imagine that if you watch this game, you have to be either a Titans fan or a Vikings fan. I don't imagine many people outside of Tennessee or Minnesota, for that fact, watch this game. 31-20, a lot of run. This was a game of the running backs, right? I was looking up the box score, and the kicker for Tennessee, I don't even know his name. His name doesn't matter because he's a kicker. 6 field goals. He makes 6 field goals today, and I mean, when I tell you, that was probably a boring game, just running the ball and kicking field goals. But shout-out to these two running backs. Shout-out to these two running backs. Dalvin Cook for the Vikings, 22 carries, 181 yards, and a touchdown. Had a great game. When I tell you he had a great game, he had a great game. Unfortunately, Kirk Cousins is your quarterback. You traded away Stephon Diggs, so I don't really know outside of Adam Thielen who you're throwing to. The Vikings definitely have some issues there. Hopefully, that can get Dalvin Cook some carry, I mean, some help out there. And they fall to 0-3, and the Titans fall to 3-0. The Titans, and I talked about this last week, the Titans have a very, very good recipe for success in that of Derrick Henry. You got a quarterback who knows how to just, look, stay in his lane and realize Derrick Henry is what we're going to do to win these ball games. We're going to feed Derrick Henry till he wants no more. So shout out to Derrick Henry, man. We're going to get Derrick Henry a game ball today. 26 carries, 119 yards, 2 touchdowns. Salute to Derrick Henry, man. He is becoming one of my favorite guys in the league. And just salute to that man. Salute to that man. So that takes care of all of the 1 o'clock games. And so let's take a look. And I have these games on my phone. That's why I'm looking down. at some of these 4 o'clock games that just went final. And we will start with, of course, my beloved Buccaneers. They take care of, hold on 1 second. I need to get an assistant in here. I need a production assistant. So if any of you guys know anything about communications, anything about podcasting, hit me up. And there might be an assistant job for you to be my production assistant. Bucks take care of business in Denver, 28-10. This was a very lopsided game. Denver is very undersized. I mean, they're undermanned, had a lot of injuries. They're without Von Miller. They're without their quarterback today was Jeff Driscoll. Look, man, this wasn't a lot of hard work here, you know. Salute to the Bucks for going in and getting it done. First quarter, they block a punt, and, you know, that leads to a touchdown. Mike Evans caught a pair of touchdowns. Let me see. Tom Brady did a great job spreading the wealth. I still have questions about his arm strength at this point in his career, but he finishes with 297 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, has a great game. Just slow and steady, man. Slow and steady. Veteran type of presence that is very well needed. We didn't run the ball as much as I would have liked for us to have run it. Jones and Fournette didn't really get that many carries. 20 carries between the both of them. But, I mean, Tom Brady. It's so weird saying Tom Brady is our quarterback. Tom Brady spread the wealth out today, man. Everybody caught passes. Miller, Godwin, Howard, Gronkowski, 6 catches, 48 yards. People have been asking where he's at. Mike Evans caught two balls, 2 balls for 2 yards and 2 touchdowns. Like right near the end zone, he caught some slants. And, you know, Brady just did a good job spreading the ball around. Defense was flying around. It was a good run for the Buccaneers, who go to 2-1. They go to 1-1. And 2-1. Let me see. They haven't updated that thing because last week they won against the who did they play last week? Having a brain fart. But anyway, yeah. So this is week 3. So they're 2-1. So they haven't updated on the stats. So salute to the Buccaneers. If you're a Denver fan, I don't really know what to tell you. Jeff Driscoll. I remember Jeff when he played quarterback for the Florida Gators, which is my favorite college football team, and he was just kind of average at best. So I'm kind of surprised he's still in the league, but, you know, that ain't no shade. That's kind of what it is. Another game that just went final, the Detroit Lions beat the Arizona Cardinals 26 to 23. I'm sorry. Let's take a look at that game and see. That game is now a final, 26-23. Matthew Stafford, 270 in the air, 270 in the air, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Kudos to the Lions, man. Kudos to the Lion. And guess who shows his face again? One Mr. Adrian Peterson, 22 carries, 75 yards. Doesn't get in the end zone, but look, man. This dude is past the age of producing for a running back, and he gets the ball 22 carries the ball, and no fumbles, nothing. And salute to AP, man. Salute to AP, or as they call him, AD, all day. Let's take a look at the Cardinals side of the ball and see what happened. There it is. You can tell how these games go, guys, by just looking at the stat sheet. Looking at the stat sheet, Kyler Murray, 270 yards is good, but three interceptions. You can't have three interceptions and win a ball game in this day and age. Again, DeAndre Hopkins, he was out there eating 10 catches, 137 yards. I would give him a game ball, but you lost the game. It is very tough for me to give game balls to guys that didn't win the ball game. So, wow, Detroit takes out Arizona, and another win for the Detroit Lions. Let's see what other games have gone final. The Cowboys and the Seahawks are still 4 minutes left. That game is currently the Dallas Cowboys are up 31-30. We might cut this short and catch the rest of that game and just update it when we update the audio for this broadcast. But the Dallas Cowboys are beating the Seattle Seahawks 31-30. And I will tell you this, that is something I did not foresee. Dak Prescott is over 400 yards for the day, 417 yards, three touchdowns. Dak Prescott is having a whale of a day. Who's he throwing to? Gallup, Mike Gallup, six catches, 138 yards, and a touchdown. And this Dallas team, man, watch out. Watch out, man. They're trying to flex a little bit. You know, after last week when they came back on the Falcons, a lot of people was like, is it really the Falcons or is it the Cowboys? And the Cowboys want to show people that they got a little flex to them. Russell Westbrook is not to be outdone. Four touchdowns, 249 yards. Guys, this is a barn burner, man. This is a barn burner with two of the better quarterbacks in the league. So we will update this game as probably when you listen to the audio. If you're listening to the audio on Spotify or iTunes, we will update that once we do our editing. But for now, the Cowboys are up on the Seahawks in the fourth quarter. It is under 4 minutes left. And, man, that sounds like that's going to be a good game. Tonight we have the Green Bay Packers and New Orleans Saints. I'm in a league where I do like a pro pick'em. And I picked the Green Bay Packers to win this game. I think Aaron Rodgers has been playing with a sense of urgency. I think that he's been playing with a sense of purpose. And I think Drew Brees' better days are in front of him. That's no shade to Drew Brees, but I think right now he's just a dink and dunk quarterback. I think the spread was Green Bay about like 3.5. And that's a good number. I'll take that. I think Green Bay win maybe 3, maybe 6 points. So I got Green Bay winning tonight's game, probably 24-21, maybe 21-27, something like that, along those lines. I see Green Bay getting the dub. So, ladies and gentlemen, man, that is week three in a nutshell. Let us know. Tweet us up and let us know what you think about your team, how your team did today, with your game balls and your goats. And let us know. And we're going to be here each and every Sunday at 7 p.m. This is the Opening Drive podcast presented by the Game Time Radio Network. 7 p.m. If you want to hop on the show, let me know, man. I get different co-hosts every week. We do this. We just talk football, get you ready for the Sunday night game. And we just out here having a lot of fun. So for everybody that checked us out in the chat, everybody that checked us out on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, however you checked out the show, if you're listening on iTunes, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, we appreciate you listening. Make sure you go by the Apple Podcast store and give us a 5-star rating. We would greatly appreciate it. We enjoy those audio hits just as well. So until then, we will see you guys next time, next week. Same bat place, same bat time. It's your boy E-Dub signing out for the Opening Drive. We will see you next week. Peace and love.